Neil.
Yes.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Perhaps we should have lunch sometime, Neil.
It would be lovely.
Seems to be going pretty well between us.
President Joe Biden has declared a national emergency in which US state after being hammered by winter storms? Marty.
Texas.
Texas is correct.
Come on, Scott. Why would you ring the show and then do nothing? We've asked you for your memories of Crown.
133353, Ryan from Langwarrin, what's yours?
Morning, ladies and gents. This was when the original Crown first opened.
Yeah.
I got there. I was pretty excited to get there. I had two older brothers. They'd been telling me all about it.
Mm.
I was 17, about to turn 18, went the day before. I was going to wait till midnight, get there, turned up at 11:50, showed the bouncer my ID. He made me wait 10 minutes.
He made you wait till midnight. Classic Crown.
Yeah.
Made me stand there like a loser.
Oh, well. Who won, though, Ryan, in the end? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they did.
Yes. Yeah, well, I was actually thinking you were the security guard.
Let's go to Frankston. Keith, what are the chances? Hey, welcome to it. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm in a band, a trio. It was a thrash metal band.
Yeah.
And my current bassist bought a guitar secondhand for my original bassist.
Are you joking? And they didn't know each other?
No, they didn't know each other. He even showed me a photo of him and the current bassist together. I mean, man.
What are the chances, Keith?
Universe, man.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Keith still can't believe it. You could tell in his voice.
Yes. We're going to Croydon Hills. We're calling Brenton. Oh, there's the first one.
Morning, Mainliner. Brenton speaking.
Oh, Brenton. It's Marty Sheargold from the Marty Sheargold Show. You were supposed to say, I wake up with Marty.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I've not done it.
I can't believe it either, because you would have won a bar fridge with my name and face on it.
I've got a spot for it already at my house.
Oh, Brenton, 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 Brenton. Brenton.
I know, mate. I know.
No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know how much I wanted to give you a fridge. And I was even going to add No Apologies, Sharni Layton's biography in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That tipped me over the edge.
Yeah, I know.
But you missed out. Sorry, Brenton.
Well, sorry, mate. I mean, there's nothing I can do for you, bud.
No, I appreciate the
I tell you what,
it.
We'll send you to the tennis next year. we've asked who or what bit you.
Daryl and Tremana, what happened?
Hey, mate. Well, a German Shepherd bit half my ear off when I was 9 years old.
Oh, my God. I'm not a fan of the German Shepherd, Daryl.
They are very territorial creatures, yes. I've used it for the butt of many jokes throughout my time. I'm now 42 years old.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to a new hairdresser, I can have them on, and I'm trying them out for the first time because I had a bit of an incident at the last one.
Yeah, good stuff, Daryl.
Certainly makes them take a step back, doesn't it?
Yeah, the suggestion that the previous hairdresser cut your ear off.
Thank you, Daryl.
Daryl was great, wasn't
he? Yeah.
I almost lost interest, I'm not going to lie. Then he got me back with the hairdresser stuff.
We're going to Windenvale.
Mm.
Mick. Hopefully, we'll answer his phone.
Four rings. Has to say I wake up with Marty.
Mm-hmm.
That's two for Mick. Running out of time, Mick.
And we're done.
And that's the end of Mick. Mick, 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 Mick. You big.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.